So in fact, Prudence could have been quite upset about Jimmy's death. Prudence could have understandably been terrified about staying alone in a house where a man had been shot. Maybe she'd even harbored a secret crush on Jimmy. He'd been charismatic, charming, handsome. Or maybe she'd overheard a few things. A girl that quiet, that discreet, maybe she knew more than she was saying about Thursday night, and that had left the girl extremely upset. So upset, Catherine countered quietly, that she'd snapped her own neck? Bobby could pretty much hear Dee Dee's mental curse through the door. Dee Dee would be writing up a report this evening. His name would not be mentioned favorably. And with her would go the other few allies he had within the BPD. Isolation, he thought, of himself, of Catherine. He wanted to think it was due to choices of his own making. Or was Judge Gagnon really that good? The interview wound down. Little more Dee Dee could ask, little more Catherine would tell. The door finally opened. Dee Dee stalked out looking even angrier than when she'd stalked in. Bobby didn't bother to try to apologize. He slid up beside her just as she was walking out the door. "Get the fuck out of my way, Bobby," she started.
"I know how the murders are connected," he said.
She wasn't going to ask, so he supplied on his own.
"Overpowering a grown man and snapping a young girl's neck. Whoever did this is very big and very strong."
Dee Dee whirled on him with surprising vehemence.
"She's leading you around by the tail between your legs. She's turned you from a good cop into a fucking idiot. Well, you'd better be enjoying the sex, Bobby, because this is the end of your damn career."